Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Good morning. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Today we have one of our guests who was here about 5 weeks ago, and she's going to be talking about a great outreach event that's going to be coming this weekend, September 7th, to Kansas City. And her name is Ms. Donna Payton, and she's with the Kansas City Convoy of Hope. Good morning, Donna. Welcome back to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be back.
So can you tell the listeners a little bit about your background?
My background is one of being a proud Kansas Cityan, born and bred. And I am someone who, because I love the city, I always want to serve the city and the people of the city. So as a member of Macedonia Baptist Church, I've had the great honor and privilege of being able to do just that. And with the Kansas City Convoy of Hope, with Macedonia Baptist Church, the pastor John L. Brooks has taken on the leadership of the Kansas City Convoy of Hope. This is our 10th year, and I'm very excited about that. And Macedonia stepped in this year. Vineyard Church has been the sponsor and lead church for 9 years. And this, our first year, allows me the remarkable opportunity to be the event coordinator.
So how did you come to work to be the event coordinator for Convoy of Hope?
The very first year, 10 years ago, in June, the second Saturday in June, Swope Park was the host park for Convoy of Hope. It was the first time Kansas City had seen such an event. The national organization out of Springfield, Missouri, has put on these community events and does put on these community events, but this was our first time having them come to Kansas City. It was chilly. The rain was pouring down, and yet there were people coming. People coming for the groceries, for the clothing, and to see such need, I had never experienced that, and I had not been a personal witness to such need that you would be there in the cold, in the rain, and it just moved me, and I knew that my passion was born right then and there.
So it's been here in Kansas City for 10 years. So have you worked with it for all 10 years, or how have you participated over the decade that it's been here?
I have been a part of Convoy of Hope for each of the 10 years. It has taken on some different forms. We began with the huge Convoy of Hope at Swope Park, and then we decided to make it more community-oriented. So along with Paseo Baptist Church, Sheffield, and Macedonia Baptist Church, we had events that were held on site at each one of those churches. And we did that for 3 years. Macedonia did that for 3 years. The first year was the three churches. And also during that time, we expanded to include Hispanic churches, one in Olathe, Kansas, Dunamis, and one in Kansas City, Kansas, Lafay, in Christos. I'm sure I've messed up that name, so please forgive me, Pastor Dieter. And now we've come back together, beginning last year, in having all the participating churches come and organizations come and serve on one site. Last year it was at Seven Oaks, and this year it is at Sanford Brown Park,
which is located right there at the corner of Linwood and Brooklyn, right next door to Metropolitan, and then about four blocks down from Macedonia. So it's right in the heart of the city, heart of the community.
Right in the heart of the city. We strategically, along with the National Convoy of Hope organization, looked at where the need presented itself the most. And while the poverty rate in Kansas City averages about 17.3%, in that community, 641-09-2728, we have a poverty rate of about 30 to 35%.
So almost twice the average. I know I was driving into the studio this morning, and I looked over at Metropolitan, and they had it on their, since they're right next to the park, they had it on their Vineyard bulletin, and it was like Convoy of Hope, Saturday, Sanford Brown Park. So it's definitely been advertised, and I've put it on Facebook. A couple other organizations have put it out, so you're definitely probably going to get a good crowd of people on Saturday. And it doesn't look like there's forecast for any rain, so it's definitely going to be and it's not going to be hot, so it's going to be a good day to be out in the park and enjoying the community.
And many prayers have gone up about the weather, so we are excited about this forecast. We actually began setting up today, and so from today until Saturday, the weather is going to be wonderful.
Yes, it is. A little muggy today, but tomorrow and Saturday will be great, because I know we've had it past times before, and it's been really, really hot and humid, and people really need the water. But this weekend, it's not going to be hot. It's not going to be humid. So it's definitely going to be a good time. So what are some of your duties as the outreach coordinator for Convoy of Hope?
Well, we have a team of approximately 25 people, and I help those leaders and those volunteers that have stepped up to help with the coordination, to take on the ownership of each of our areas. I work with them directly in helping to coordinate the event. We have an amazing logistics person. Her name is Mylissa Russell, and she's been with the event most of the 10 years. And Mylissa relieves me of many of my responsibilities, because logistically, she handles ordering all those things that we need. You can imagine with an event this large what is needed. We need generators. We need tents. We need chairs. We need electrical, and she coordinates all of that. Another person that helps tremendously is Rochelle Bolden, and Rochelle works with our budget. And helps us to work with those people that are making donations. And I do work to solicit donations and reach out to businesses, churches, and organizations. And she works with the financial secretary, Danielle Murray, who handles our ledger. So her job is equally as large and as detailed. And then it just takes so much support from the church staff at Macedonia, getting emails and phone calls answered. Robin Harvey has been excellent in doing that. Our three assistant coordinators, Marion Halim, Rochelle Bolton is also one of our assistant coordinators, and Tim Johnson. They work directly with the leaders in handling their needs and meeting their needs and helping them to get the businesses and organizations. Gina Hanna, who has in the past been the lead coordinator when all the churches come together, works with me and helping me to maneuver as an event coordinator. So it's quite an operation, and I'm so thankful and appreciative of all those that volunteer their time. This becomes almost a full-time job, and yet the commitment to serve, the passion to make this event a success, the desire to meet the physical needs of our honored guests and the spiritual needs of our honored guests, showing them the love of Christ, is just overwhelming.
So we talked about Convoy of Hope, but what is actually Convoy of Hope? What is the program? How does it kind of lay out, and what is it designed to do?
Convoy of Hope is actually a national organization, and they provide disaster relief. They have a feeding program for children that's international, and they have a women's empowerment international focus. But when it comes to their focus on community, Mr. Donaldson, Hal Donaldson, and his family suffered tragedy when his mother and father were in a car accident. His father lost his life. His mother was wounded seriously. And there were five children in the family. And it took that community and that church community coming together and helping them that made it possible for them to make it through. And Mr. Donaldson and his brother wanted to give back. And that was the formation of the community outreaches. And as Convoy of Hope, the community outreach aspect, what we hope to do is to provide hope. You know, when there is no hope, that's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thought to think that someone is hopeless. So for one day, through the Kansas City Convoy of Hope, we will offer our community a day of hope, a day that is going to be poverty-free, a day where they, our honored guests, will be treated with respect, with love. They'll have services available to them that will impact them, that will impact the community and provide long-term solutions. We have a job services tent where we will have employers on site that will be available to hire. We have free groceries. We have an area called the Kids Zone where the children can feel free and safe and just have an incredibly wonderful time. Children will receive free shoes. Families can come together and take family portraits. There will be free haircuts. We will have veteran services to address the needs of our veterans that may not be aware of all the services that are available to them. We have health screenings, and our health services tent provides remarkable services. And we will have mobile medical units there. We will have gardens in the bag so that you can learn a little bit about how to grow your own. It's just so many items. Our community services tent helps you connect with those agencies that can provide you or provide our guests with long-term solutions.
So a little bit also about Convoy of Hope, they also respond to disasters, and I know right now they're working to help those impacted by Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas, because when it came over the Bahamas, it was a Category 5 hurricane, so now it's pretty much a Category 2, which is a lot of rain, but Category 5 means the winds are in excess of 180 miles an hour, so there was a lot of destruction and devastation in the Bahamas. But also there, for the 16th straight year, they've been a 4-star rated charity, which means that a lot of the money that they have taken in doesn't get eaten up in administrative fees. It goes straight to help those who are in need the greatest.
Absolutely. And we experienced that locally with their help. When you watch the newsreels and the reports, you will often see that Convoy of Hope semi there on site. They're usually one of the first relief organizations that are on site. When that Convoy of Hope trailer rolls into Kansas City, you know that it's filled with things and items that are going to assist the community.
And it's designed to give the community hope. So, but also the services that you all are doing there, as you said, go beyond that day with veteran services, job training, giving parents shoes, you know, a bag of groceries for some families that may not have that meal, may not know where their next meal is coming from, but when they leave there that day, they will have their next meal at hand. So, you know, one of the things you all do, and it's, I think it's the last stop we talked about last time a little bit briefly, no family leaves without prayer if they particularly request prayer just to help them out through those particular tough times.
Absolutely. We do, of course, want to make sure that we address the physical needs of our honored guests. And as the honored guests get ready to leave, they must go through our prayer, or we call it a connections tent, and they are asked and offered the opportunity to have prayer or just to have someone listen to them. And they can, of course, say no, but most say yes. And just to have somebody take the time to listen to you, to hear your concerns, to lift them up in prayer, it just changes lives oftentimes. And oftentimes, I know as a Christian, we pray, Lord God, please let someone come to me and ask, what must I do to be saved? And we get that question in our Connections prayer tent. And once that happens, we have participating churches that we connect those honored guests with that would like to have that connection. And then the final stop is the groceries.
So I know we've, as a member of Macedonia, we've heard the story many times how Convoy of Hope came to Kansas City. And I know Pastor Brooks wasn't available to talk about this morning, but I know he said it was when he was at a convention and he had a conversation about bringing them to Kansas City. So he was instrumental in getting them to come here. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Certainly. It was a National Day of Prayer, and Fred Heron, who's the pastor at the time of Vineyard Church, wanted to meet Pastor John Brooks. He had heard about him, and he knew he wanted to meet him. And he also wanted to meet Pastor Greg Ely, who at the time was the pastor of Paseo Baptist Church. He met with Pastor Ely. He met with Pastor Brooks. He told them about Convoy of Hope and wanting to bring it to Kansas City. And he wanted to ensure that he met the needs of the community that Convoy of Hope would serve. His passion was evident. His passion was contagious. And Pastor Ely and Pastor Brooks, along with Pastor Fred, decided, okay, we're going to do this. And with Paseo Baptist Church and Macedonia Baptist Church, Convoy of Hope received that urban face and received that urban connection and involvement that helped make that first Convoy of Hope a success.
And we briefly, you talked a little bit about it earlier, but, you know, in addition to the job trainings, looking at the flyer here, you're going to have some health screenings, dental screenings, haircuts, family portraits. They're going to be given a meal that day. So do you know what meal they're going to have for that, for those that turn out that day?
It would be a meal that is easily transportable and one that will appeal to adults and children. It will be a hot dog, chips, and they can receive that and enjoy.
So it's something that you can walk and eat at the same time.
Absolutely.
It's not going to take a whole lot of, you have to worry about a spoon, a knife, or a fork. It's all finger food.
All finger food.
So I know that this is going to be a outstanding event. The weather's going to cooperate. But when you talk about helping people, the shoes, giving away the shoes for the children. First, when you say children, what ages will qualify for a child for free shoes?
Any child up to high school age.
So from essentially newborn?
I am so sorry. Let's say kindergarten.
Okay.
Through high school.
Kindergarten through high school. Okay. Yeah, hope that could be a whole lot of people in Kansas City coming out. And so how many pairs of shoes will each family, is it limited shoes? If you have five children, can each of them get a shoes or get a pair of shoes, or how is it? How would that be set up?
Oh, absolutely. Each child in the family will receive a pair of shoes. And you can imagine one of the reasons why we chose the second week in September, because for years the event was the second Saturday in June. But we chose that date because it's right after school starts. And Convoy of Hope, interestingly enough, introduced me to a term called working poor. And when they are designing their program, they take into consideration that there are working poor, those people that work and yet at the end of the month it's just not enough left. So there are plenty of programs that provide before school supplies and opportunities. We wanted to help bridge that gap that may happen after school starts. After school starts, you may not have been able to, buy each one of your children a pair of shoes so they can get a pair of shoes. After school starts, you may not have enough groceries to make it one more week. So we strategically chose that day to honor our guest, hoping that it will help.
I know this. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. There's a lot of cases where there's more month left than there is money left, and that's going to be one of the events that you also going to, that Macedonia is also going to work with. But we'll talk about that a little bit later in the hour. So, how long will services? What time will the gates open Saturday for the event?
The gates open. They are advertised to open at 10 o'clock, and hopefully, because we've passed out about 40,000 to 50,000 flyers, hopefully all will know and see that the event is advertised to open at 10 o'clock a.m. However, because there is a need in our community, there is a great need for assistance in our community, we experience each year people starting to line up to be our honored guest as early as 7:30 a.m. So because we honor them so, we do everything we can to make sure that we can open our doors early. Our goal is to try to have our doors open by 9 a.m. And we have been successful in that.
So how long will you open up, let's say open up between 9 and 10. How long will the services be available for those on a Saturday?
Services will be while supplies last. And generally, based on past experiences, we have supplies through 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m.
And so that's definitely that's a long time frame. That's about 5 hours. So that means people, if they're just getting off, they don't have to rush to get there. They can come there a little bit later, and they would definitely know that there's still going to be items available. So during the 10 years that Convoy of Hope has been in Kansas City, how many people do you estimate that you all have worked with during this time frame?
Oh, my goodness. Our largest year was 6,000. This year, we're planning for 4,000. Last year, when the event was at Seven Oaks, we served with volunteers and honored guests about 3,500 people, and it was raining last year, and people still came out. So the largest has been about 6,000, and this year we're planning for 4,000.
So is there any cost for any of the goods and services that are going to be provided to Kansas Cityans in need on Saturday?
It is an all-free event. No ID is required. Just come. Please come. And let us love you and assist you.
So no ID. Is there any proof of income, proof of family size, or anything else that people are going to need that they can just come and be loved on?
They can just come and be loved on.
Okay. I know you all have enrichment teams that work in advance of this community with community leaders and stakeholders to build those partnerships. How important is this to making this event a success?
Oh my goodness. Our community organizations and churches that donate financially in kind, we would not have the event without those donations. It would not even be possible. This is a huge event. We have tents, we have chairs, we have generators, we have golf carts, we have a forklift, we have generators. We just have it's a massive need. And if anyone has been involved in an outside event or festival, you know the cost that comes with that. And it is with the help of those sponsors such as Northwest Mutual, Capital Federal Savings, Hunter Cassidy Law Firm, Dunn Family Foundation, Vineyard Church, Macedonia Baptist Church, Mount Vernon Baptist Church, Metropolitan Baptist Church, Sunlight Baptist Church, Grace Baptist Church, Park Avenue Baptist Church, Ebenezer Baptist Church. It's just so many that are involved. And we still, if anyone under my listening ear, we still need donations. If you would like to donate, we encourage you to do so.
Okay, so we'll give you contact. Well, go ahead. And if they want to donate, how can they contact you, or what's the best way to get a hold of you to say, I've got a donation and I want to provide that donation?
To donate, we are ever ready and ever eager. If you would contact us by giving us a call, 816-241-1431. You can email us at kcconvoy2019@gmail.com, or you can go to convoy.org/Kansas City.
So I know also this event does not take place without some very important people, your volunteers. How many volunteers are needed for a massive community outreach of this type?
It is our hope and prayer that we will have 600 volunteers on the day of the event. But that's not the only time we need volunteers. It is a massive operation, and you're probably tired of hearing me say that, but I can't say it enough. So today at noon, we will begin site setup. And that includes putting up the fencing, accepting the tents, chairs, tables, making sure that we get things in place and in order. And we need help at 12 o'clock noon at Sanford Brown Park, Brooklyn Avenue, and Linwood Boulevard. Or if you're not available at noon, we will have a team come in at 4 p.m. to help us finish with site setup.
So you have opportunities to also be involved today as well as on Saturday.
Absolutely. And our volunteers, the 600 that we need and are hoping and praying for, we invite to a volunteer rally. The volunteer rally will be Friday, September the 6th, which is also my brother's birthday. Happy birthday, Bruce. And on September the 6th at Macedonia Baptist Church, 1700 East Linwood Boulevard at 7 o'clock p.m. The rally will last no more than an hour. Volunteers will receive instructions for the next day and will also receive their volunteer t-shirt. And have a wonderful time getting all pumped up and ready for the event and meeting people that they'll be working with the next day. It's actually so much fun. And the next morning, the day of the event, at Sanford Brown Park at 7 a.m., we ask that our volunteers start arriving. We have a little on-site meeting at 7:30. And between 7:30 and 9, we want to be set up. If we're done setting up at 8:30, we're open our gates at 8:30.
So I know I've gotten a couple of emails, and I forwarded to all my neighborhood association contacts. I know you all were still looking for volunteers. So is there a number that you would love to hear? Do you need another 100, another 200 volunteers for people to come out to ensure that this event is a success?
Right now, as it is looking, and of course not every person that's going to volunteer has signed up, but if I had to use my Convoy of Hope historic knowledge, I would say we probably are in the need of 100 to 150 more volunteers.
So that's for those that have to do community service or those that may need some volunteer hours from time this for school, this would be a great day to come out and get some volunteer hours at a place where you're really going to be helping the public. So as we talk about volunteers, what are the age requirements of volunteers?
We ask that volunteers, those young people that want to volunteer between the ages of 9 and 12, that you volunteer with parental consent and are accompanied by a parent. You do need a parental consent form signed, up to age 17, but those that are 9 to 12 must be accompanied by an adult or their parent at all times. And other than that, that's it.
Now, you, when we talked about before, you've got youth who are 13 to 17. Do they still, for those that are 13 to 17, do they need to be accompanied by a parent? I know they have to have a sign form, mm-hmm. but do they need to be accompanied by a parent?
They do not have to be under continual supervision of a parent.
And unfortunately, if you're under 9 years old, this is not the year, but you can try back next year.
Absolutely. And you mentioned community service. And we do provide those community services letters. I am so happy that our schools are working with our young people to get them involved in the community. So this is a great way and a great way to experience this opportunity.
So you're listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, the Kansas City's community radio station. This is Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson, and today we're talking with Ms. Donna Payton, who is the event coordinator for Convoy of Hope. So stay tuned, right back after this short break. And we're back. This is Joseph Jackson, host of Cowtown Conversations on 90.1 FM. And we are today talking with Ms. Donna Payton, who is the event coordinator for Convoy of Hope, which is going to be this Saturday, September the 7th, at Stanford Brown Park, located at Brooklyn and Linwood in the heart of Kansas City. So we were talking about volunteers. So if people would like to volunteer, can they email you? Can they call now? Say if an organization has, you know, 5 or 10 people from work. What's the best way, if they want to make sure they've got a spot or they want to work together, that they can contact you all before the event? Volunteer meeting on Friday night.
Well, a spot is guaranteed because we have plenty to be done. Anyone that would like to volunteer, what we ask at this point is that you come to the volunteer rally. Okay. The volunteer rally is 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday, September the 6th, Macedonia Baptist Church.
But if they want to volunteer today, when you be at Stanford Brown Park today, you said you got 2 shifts today at noon and at 4, so they just have to show up for that one and be ready to work.
Show up, please, and be ready to work.
So can people come Saturday morning if they would decide they want to come Saturday morning to volunteer? Is there a drop dead date, you know, Friday after the volunteer meeting is the last time people can volunteer?
Certainly, people can come Saturday morning. We ask that you come at 7 o'clock a.m. Volunteer parking will be at Macedonia Baptist Church, and our volunteers will be shuttled to the Sanford Brown Park site. You can also, if 7 o'clock is early for you, we always need to have what we like to call it refresh team. And that refresh team can come in at 1 o'clock. Any volunteers that have to leave, they can take their place. When it's time to end the event, boo-hoo, when it's time to end the event, that refresh team and those volunteers that come in all ready to go can help us expedite breaking down the site.
So that's definitely a good thing because you always need relief people because some people may have they may have only signed up for a couple of hours and family emergencies, so definitely it's a good thing to always have that. So is there a dress code for that Saturday? I know it's going to be warm, but it's in the park, but I know open-toed shoes or things like that, shorts or jeans. What do you ask that your volunteers wear?
We ask that our volunteers dress comfortably, and we are concerned about the safety of our guests and our volunteers. So we do ask that you wear shoes that will be comfortable and that will provide your feet protection. It is an outside event. It will be on the grass.
So most likely no sandals, tennis shoes hopefully, no flip-flops. You want something so in the case that something does drop on your foot that you may not get a hot dog burn or may not get a toenail stubbed by a table.
That would be my recommendation.
Donna, how important are outreach events like this to combating poverty, but also giving people hope? As you talked about in Kansas City, 35% of the people who live in this area live below the poverty line.
One of our goals for this one-day event is that it is an event that provides lasting solutions. And we work hard to make sure that when we invite organizations or organizations ask to be a part, that we know that they are there not only to help for that day, but to actually provide long-term solutions. The employers that will be in the job services tent will be available not just to say hello, they will be available to help provide training, provide jobs, and we're so excited about that. Those that are serving in our organizations that come to the community services tent will be able to connect our honored guests with organizations, with businesses that can provide valued resources that may just be unknown to any individual. Our veteran services for those men and women who have served our country, there are services that are available to you. Oftentimes, you may not know. There's so much to know and nowhere to go just for one site that says this is everything that's available to you. But because we have services there, people coming together, organizations coming together, you have the opportunity to hear, to know, to be informed, and to connect for long-term solutions. In our health services, we have a mobile medical unit. We have screenings. Going to the doctor is a luxury oftentimes. But with this opportunity, you, our honored guest, will be able to connect.
So do the people who are going to be turn out to be volunteers, do they need to make a reservation or just show up?
We have had sign-ups, but right now, please just show up. Please come. As I said, the volunteer rally is Friday at 7 p.m., Macedonia Baptist Church. Volunteer parking will also be at Macedonia Baptist Church. Shuttles will begin at 6:30 a.m., transporting our volunteers from Macedonia to the site, Sanford Brown Park, at Brooklyn and Linwood. And we ask that volunteers arrive by 7 a.m. We'll have a brief meeting on site at 7:30. Then our volunteers will dispense to the areas where they are needed. And early morning, one of our greatest needs is for volunteers to work in groceries, just bagging groceries and getting them all ready. And then at 1 o'clock, volunteers can come. I will say this. Most of our t-shirts are provided at the rally, the volunteer rally on Friday night at 7 p.m. There will be a limited amount of t-shirts available at the site on Saturday. Hopefully we'll have enough, but I don't want to cause any disappointment because many of our volunteers do come to the rally, and of course those needs are met at the rally.
We've got a call on our own, Rich.
Yeah, hi, Joseph.
Good morning, Rich. Can you tell?
Yeah, a couple of questions.
I know you come from Overland Park. Can you tell us what your question is for Donna?
Yeah, a couple of questions. I've been on medical teams going to screen people, and sometimes high blood pressure was found and such things as that, and they needed referral to some, you know, higher level medical care. Will you have any method of doing that? Is there an organization, a medical organization, that's going to stand behind the medical screening program? And then the other question is, what sorts of groceries are you going to give? Just canned goods, basically, or what?
Rick, thank you very much for your question. Let me start with the groceries. The groceries do come on a semi from Springfield, Missouri. The Convoy of Hope semi will be rolling in. And those groceries are non-perishables. Each guest will receive 1 to 2 bags of groceries. In regards to the medical screenings, and I'm so excited that you mentioned that, because oftentimes in our community, those simple things like having your blood pressure checked, may go unattended to. We found in our very first Convoy of Hope event that a lady, a grandmother with her grandchildren, was screened for high blood pressure and had to be transported directly to a hospital. So we're so thankful for those screenings, and for no other reason, for that reason. Excuse me. Through our dental screenings, we were able to have one of our guests know that they were in need of attention for what could have been or what presented itself as cancer through that dental screening that was detected. So we're very thankful for our dental screenings, and for no other reason but for that reason. The mobile medical units are, one is Heartland, and they are connected to organizations that they can refer to. I'm sorry, Rick, I cannot speak to the particulars as to who, but I know that there is some type of connection there, and I do apologize. And next time I do a radio interview, I will be more prepared to directly answer that question.
Okay. That's an important fact, though. I mean, just being screened until you've got a problem doesn't allow you to solve it unless you know where to go next.
And I appreciate that, Rick, because if we do not have that, that certainly puts it on my radar, because our goal is to provide lasting solutions and connections. So thank you so very much.
Okay, and very nice that you're doing this. You know, Richard Tripp used to do something real similar to that. You remember COPS, Care of Poor People program?
I do not. Tell us about it.
You don't know about Richard Tripp? Oh, he did that for 30 years. He's deceased now, but that was put on for 20 or 30 years. You ought to check into that. It's very similar to what you're doing.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rich. So as he was saying, I know most likely at your community resource tables, you will probably have some information for, you know, some of our healthcare safety net providers, Truman Medical Center, Samuel Rogers, Soul Parkway Health Centers. I know that we don't have a fair in Kansas City and not have some of that community resource information out. But also, if you have somebody as you that grandmother presented with that high blood pressure, that high, she was transported most likely straight to Truman, which has the bring it, we've seen it motto. And I know they didn't let her walk out that door without giving her some resources and helping her from that aspect, since I think that that is going to be the closest hospital to you all's event.
Absolutely. Now, the year, that was our first year, and we were at Swell Park. The grandmother research. Was transported to research.
Yep. So I know if it's a health emergency like that, you're always going to transfer it to the nearest facility. So, and I know with where you're at now, Truman's going to be the nearest facility. So as you're expecting 4,000 people on Saturday, parking is going to be at a premium. What are the parking ideas, or what are you asking the public to do? I know you, Metropolitan has some parking around there. Macedonia has some parking around there. And they're all side streets, and I know those will probably be blocked off, you know, so they don't have access for emergency vehicles. But how are you all asking the public to park so that they can have a safe event time on Saturday?
One of the very fortunate things about being at Sanford Brown Park at Brooklyn and Linwood is with the assistance of Pastor Julian Brown of Metropolitan Baptist Church, we spent 3 Saturdays going door to door, placing flyers on those doors, inviting those neighbors and the community to join us for Convoy of Hope. So we know that many of our guests, based on those efforts, and thank you to everyone that came out and went canvassing, based on those efforts, many of our guests will be from the neighborhood, which is our target area. So many of them will be able to walk to the event. We are located right on bus lines at Prospect and at 31st Street. We are anticipating many of our guests will take that form of transportation. Those guests that drive, if you can carpool, please do. But you're absolutely correct. We will have parking on the site of Metropolitan Baptist Church, one of their parking lots that they use on Sunday morning, and there will be street parking. Linwood itself will be blocked beginning at Park and will be blocked at Brooklyn. So for one block, the street will be closed. But there is side street parking. There is the bus line. It's in walking distance of many of the homes. So, and our volunteers are asked to park at Macedonia Baptist Church. And we are so excited that once again, if we have overflow volunteer parking, or if we have more volunteers parking at Macedonia and need an overflow, the Shriners building right there at Paseo and Linwood will be that additional parking. And we are so thankful for them committing to the, doing that for us.
I will say this. It may be worth your time.
And I'm sorry. I said Shriners. I meant to say Scottish Rite building.
The Scottish Rite Temple right there.
Yes. Thank you.
The Habitat in, right next, right there off of 3200 Wayne, which is next to the Mohart building.
Absolutely.
Also, that means from discussions in what you just said, 31st Street would be people's best route. And the 31st Street bus runs, I think, every 20 minutes on a Saturday. So that would definitely be a place where you can park your car someplace else when you've done and you've gotten your free groceries and you went there. Then you can turn around and just hop back on the bus and ride back to a location where you parked your car. If you live right off of 31st Street, you know, that'd be a great way to do it. And you can get that Metro bus pass for that one day for $1.50. So it'll be a lot cheaper. And when you're ready to go, you go instead of trying to get your car out of a jam. So can you repeat the phone number again for people who may want to call and get more information, but also your email address also?
You can call us at 816-241-1431, or you can email us kcconvoy2019. That's kcconvoy2019@gmail.com.
And repeat the website if you've got, you'll have a website also that people can go to get more information.
The website address is convoy.org/Kansas City.
So this is just one of the things that is happening this weekend in Macedonia. And I know Pastor Brooks was on TV this morning talking about it. There is what's going to be called Marching KC, which is for the first time 100 churches in the metropolitan area, Kansas and Missouri, are going to be partnering with Dave Ramsey to do a program within all 100 of those churches, because a lot of people are just barely making it on the margin in Kansas City and living paycheck to paycheck. 78% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. So there's going to be, I know there's going to be a rally at the Church of the Nazarene on Sunday, and Dave Ramsey's going to be at that one, but there's also going to be one in Macedonia on Sunday. I can't remember who's going to be there, but there's also going to be someone from Dave Ramsey's organization in Macedonia on Sunday talking about the Marching KC event.
Thank you so much for mentioning that. And as your listeners can tell, Macedonia is an externally focused church. We want to be a part of our community and influence our community, working with the community. And under the leadership of Pastor Brooks, we are going to be honored on Sunday, September the 8th, at our 7:30 a.m. worship service, our 10:30 a.m. worship service, to have Anthony O'Neill present and speaking from the Dave Ramsey organization. We're very excited about that, not only for the opportunity that it offers Macedonians, but that we are inviting the entire community to join us. And it's going to be wonderful.
I can say this, folks. Financial Peace University is a proven plan that helps you build a budget, dump debt, but also save your money. It also teaches you how to invest your money, and you can leave a legacy to your children. It was something that I went to back in about 2005 after I got divorced, and I can tell you, if you, it's not drinking a Kool-Aid, it's just common sense approach to budgeting your money. I paid off about $40,000 worth of debt in less than 4 years. As he says, every dollar has a name, but if you don't, you plan for that dollar to have a name before you get paid, not after you get paid. So then the first thing that you do is pay down those things. So it's going to be a great event, but it's also going to be a great way for you to get off the margin, save money. You know, a lot of people rent in Kansas City, and it costs you twice as much to rent as it does for you to buy a house. So if you want more information on that, you can go to marginkc.org, and they have a list of the 100 churches around. And I know the class in Macedonia is going to be on a Saturday morning, but there's going to be classes at all the different churches. So if Saturday doesn't fit you, there's going to be one on a Tuesday. I've seen some on Monday. And even if you've taken it before, it's a great way to come back and just refresh those skills that you may need. So consider it. So it's marginkc.org. I would like to thank Donna for being our guest today. We're never in Cowtown Conversations without our Community Minute. The last 3rd District Public Infrastructure Advisory Committee meeting will be held tonight, September the 5th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Great Kleist Community Center, located at 1600 East 17th Terrace. Come out and submit a proposal or hear what projects residents in the 3rd District would like to see in their community. Convoy of Hope will be this Saturday, September 7th, located at Sanford Brown Park, located at the corner of Brooklyn and the Wood. The event will start at 10 a.m., scheduled to start at 10 a.m. early if they get all set up. For more information, go to convoy.org/Kansas City. 78% of people live paycheck to paycheck in Kansas City. 100 churches in the Kansas City metropolitan will be banding together to offer financial peace. This is the first ever citywide movement with Financial Peace University. Margin KC is a partnership to make financial peace available to everyone across the city. Financial Peace University is a proven plan to build a budget, dump debt, grow your wealth, and leave money stress behind. For more information, go to marginkc.org to find a location near you. South Tennessee Alliance will be having a presentation to change the name of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard back to Pacelle Boulevard. Spokespersons for both sides of Kansas City Question 5 on the November 5th ballot will give their reasons for supporting or opposing the proposal and the answer questions from the audience at the South Kansas City Alliance meeting this Monday at 6 p.m. September 9th at South Patrol Station located at 9701 Marion Park Drive. Kansas City is having its first Black Restaurant Week from September 2nd to September 8th, highlighting 8 local restaurants. For more information on which restaurants will be participating, go to kcblackrestaurantweek.com. And also, Ivanhoe Neighborhood Association is having their Family Fun Day this Saturday from 12 to 2 at 3700 Woodland. They're going to have free food. They're going to have haircuts, so you can go to Convoy of Hope, and then right down the street is Ivanhoe, which is located at 3700 Woodland. So for Cowtown Conversations, it's been your host Joseph Jackson. Have a great day and stay tuned with My Place with Larry J.